Hey. Wake up. Wake up. I'm sorry I couldn't help it. You look really cute when you're sleeping, but I've been up for a long time. I was getting lonely. Here. I got you a cup of coffee. Yeah, I'll just put it down there. Did you sleep well? Yeah, I've got a pretty comfy bed, don't I? Well, I mean, all the blankets. I've got that duvet, a quilt on top. You know, I have to have at least 3 feather pillows on the bed at all times. I mean, yeah, it's kind of the most comfortable bed that's probably ever existed. What do you mean? That's not why you slept well? You slept well because I was cuddling you. I'm not blushing. I'm not blushing. No. I slept really well too, and because of that, yeah. You are very warm and soft and I'm sorry. Yeah, sleepy and flustered. Not really the best look. Not how I wanted to start this morning. Well, I wanted to start this morning by surprising you, with those pancakes that I promised last night. Yeah, can you smell it? Yeah. It's ready in the kitchen whenever you are. Well, I wanted to let you sleep in. You seemed really comfortable, and you, like I said, you looked really cute. All, like, cuddled up in my bed. It was just a really nice sight, seeing you with my pillows and my blankets, and I didn't want to disturb you, so. I hope that's okay. You don't have anything to do this morning, do you? Just eat pancakes with me? Great. Well, come on then. Let's do this. Here, don't forget the coffee. I mean, come on, you're my best friend. Of course I know exactly how you like your coffee. Yeah, best friend. Is there a better term for us? I don't know either. Maybe that's something we should talk about over pancakes. Okay, I'm super hungry, so. Alright, here. No, you sit down. Let me get everything. Yeah, I'm serving you breakfast. I don't know, I made you breakfast. Let me put it on a plate and put it in front of you and stuff. No. This is not how it goes with people I date. For one, I'm not so nervous around other people. Yeah, you are, you know, for as long as I've known you and for as long as you've been my best friend, I'm, Yeah, suddenly finding myself a little, nervous around you. Well, to put it plainly, maybe because I really enjoyed getting physically close to you last night. And I really enjoyed having you sleep over, and you know, we didn't have a ton of time to talk about it last night, but I think we both, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, but it seems like maybe we both have some feelings that we should talk through. Am I off base? No? Okay, good. Because very suddenly I was just totally second-guessing myself. Like, did I make all of that up last night, or did I dream it, or... No. Okay. Anyway, okay, whatever. Just here. enjoy. It's my family's secret recipe. So, yeah. Yeah, you like it? Good. I can make you breakfast anytime you like. I guess, that would require you to spend the night more often. Or I could spend the night at your place. Am I the only one feeling nervous after last night? You seem like incredibly calm, and you are smirking at me, and I kind of feel like you are really loving this. Well, yeah, it's... I mean, you know, my dating life has been... sporadic, but exciting the last few years, I guess. I'm just not normally the one in this position, I feel. I'm not a fuckboy. Oh my god, I can't believe you just said that. I'm not. You know I'm not. Okay, yeah, I've gone on a lot of dates, but you don't see those people here, you know? It's like a one-time thing, usually. That's not... No, oh my god, that's not... I can't believe you just called me that. I don't get around. I've been looking for a while. I've been looking for, you know, someone who... gets me and can make me laugh and laughs at me and, like, you know, understands why I stay up so late watching reality TV and, you know, likes the same food I do and... What? What? Why are you laughing? Because I just... Oh my god. Yeah, I guess you're right. I, kind of just described you, didn't I? well, all jokes aside, maybe we should talk. Seriously. Or not. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe, you know, we're friends. We're best friends. We'll be best friends forever. And maybe we should just not press this. Whatever this is. Maybe this isn't even a thing. I don't know. I mean, is it a thing between us? Because last night kind of felt like it just felt like we were both realizing something, like something like maybe our friendship is growing or evolving, maybe. You know, you're really not helping. You're making me stand here and once again get all flustered as I try and fail to express myself in words. Oh, that's what you like about me. You enjoy seeing me put my foot in my mouth and make a fool of myself. Yeah. Yeah, you like that? You're laughing again. So, yeah. Okay. Well, whenever you're ready to, you know, express some real meaningful emotion, I'll be here waiting. Come on, just tell me, are you feeling the same way? Do you feel like something happened between us last night when we were cuddling in bed? You do. You could have led with that, you know? God. You had me standing here making a fool out of myself for so long. Whatever. Eat your pancakes. Look, I know that it's hard for you to, you know, talk about your feelings and, you know, your emotions, and it's hard for me too, but I think I think you want there to be more between us. You know why I think that? Because I do too. All morning, you know, I woke up early, like I told you, and I sounds a little weird, but I was looking at you and I just, you know, I love you. Like, you've been my best friend for so long. But I just felt this feeling of just, I don't know, affection for you. Like, I wanted to protect you from what? I don't know. Like, I want to make you happy. Like, I want to make you laugh, and I want to make you feel safe, and I want to please you, and I realized that that's not normal. That's not normal for friends to think about each other. And hey, look at me. No matter what, I'll always be your friend, okay? I just want you to know that outright. If we explore things between us and it doesn't go well, I'll still be here. Always. Okay? Your hair is really cute and messy right now. Yeah, it looks really good, actually. I'm being serious. I like it. I really like the, you know, sleepy, tousled kind of look. Yeah. And you look great in my clothes. Yeah, that XXL t-shirt looks great on you. I'm serious. Don't hit me. I'm being serious. It's hot. It looks really good. Yeah. So, let's take things slow. How does that sound? Like, we can, you know, we don't have to go head first into anything. We can just try things out, try new things together. Maybe holding hands would be a good place to start. Yeah. Well, I wasn't thinking now, but sure. You can eat with one hand and hold mine with the other. You're so weird. Oh, yeah, you want to feed me some of my own pancakes? Sure. Careful. You stabbed my mouth. That's good. It's really good, actually. Okay, so in the spirit of trying new things, hand-holding, check. Done. Step one. Next, maybe we go out for a meal or something. For a drink. We could just go out for a drink together. True, we already do that, like, as friends, but maybe we can do it with the intention of there being something more. As girlfriends, I mean... Yeah, I mean, that's a big step, but... Right, we don't have to call it that. We don't have to call it anything, but yeah. A date. Yes, exactly. A date. I would like to take you on a date. Well, I guess ideally you would go home and we'd get ready separately and then I'd come pick you up and take you. Yeah, it's better that way. Because, you know, then we don't see each other get ready and then, like, our outfits, our looks are a surprise and then, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of romantic, no? Well, okay. Either way. We could go and I would, you know, open the door for you and I'd pay for your drink, your meal, whatever. And I would ask if I could kiss you. Well, I'm hoping you won't say no. Is there a chance of that? God, you are such a tease. You love nothing more than getting me worked up. Oh, it's funny. You think it's funny? Whatever. You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed breakfast. Well, I guess I actually can't hang out with you because I have a date to get ready for, so. Oh, you too? Yeah? Oh, well, good luck. She's lucky, whoever she is. No, you're corny. I'm not corny, you're corny. No, you're seriously corny. You're like the corniest person I've ever met. Okay. Well, I guess I'm gonna go pick out an outfit. And you? You're gonna head home? Okay. I'll pick you up in an hour. Is that too soon? No, I don't think so either. I kind of actually don't want you to leave, but I guess I'm the one who suggested this whole thing anyway, so I guess I guess you should go. Yeah, I'll text you when I'm on my way, okay? All right. See you soon.